Good evening, Christian Horner.
Hi, Christian.
Yeah, well done, Christian.
Good evening, thanks very much.
Yeah, a huge congratulations on winning both the drivers' and the constructors' titles. It's been a tough old season. We were just looking back on it there, myself, Jason and Eddie. How relieved were you when Vettel took the chequered flag at Abu Dhabi?
It was a massive relief and result, and completely unexpected, because, you know, going into Abu Dhabi, we sort of semi-consoled ourselves that the constructors was going to be everything that we were going to win this year. It was a long shot with Mark, and even longer shot with Sebastian. But everything worked out, you know, perfectly for Seb, and Ferrari's strategy didn't go well for them. And, you know, he focused on winning the race and did exactly that. So it all came right in the end.
Christian, you could argue, I suppose, this is a victory for integrity. You had the chance, of course, to issue some team orders to allow Webber to win the Brazilian Grand Prix. You didn't. Did it ever, and I honestly, I want an answer here now, honestly, did you ever consider telling Vettel to move over?
No, not at all. I mean, basically, we've been totally upfront with both drivers all year, where we've given them absolute full support from the team. We've done our best to support both of them equally, and obviously, from a mathematical or statistical point of view, switching them in Brazil arguably would have created better odds going into the final race. But that would have been to artificially eliminate Sebastian from the championship, and that wouldn't have been the right thing to do. It wasn't went against everything Red Bull stands for. So there was never any doubt in our mind that we would continue to allow the two to race each other.
Obviously, you know him a lot better than the majority of people. Tell us about your 23-year-old world champion. And is it true, I don't know if this is true, is it true he named his car, is it Luscious Liz, have I got that right?
One of the chassis he called Luscious Liz this year, so, and he's had a Randy Mandy as well. And
are you talking about Eddie again?
No, never had a Liz, actually.
What about the other one?
Man, yeah, was one of the first.
So, no, he's quite a character. I mean, 23 years of age, you forget how young he is. I mean, he can't hire a rental car in the UK. You know, he's still so young. But his rise through the Formula, he always stood out as a very special talent. And how he's grown and developed in his time in Formula One has been, remarkable. And he's had his ups and downs this year, but he's stuck at it. He's had absolute belief. And certainly in the last 4 to 5 events, he was absolutely formidable.
Ed, let me ask you, how good can he go on to be?
Well, I think he's won he's the youngest world champion. Last year, he was probably even more impressive. And with Toro Rosso, he's immensely impressive. This year, he's been a bit unlucky. He's made a few mistakes, which was kind of out of character, but the guy pretty much has all the boxes ticked, so I think this is not going to be his only world championship.
And Christian?
Yeah, no, he's very, very good. I mean, he won 5 Grand Prix this year. He could have quite easily won, 8, 9, or 10. I mean, there was 3 that he retired from the lead in, or 2 that he retired from the lead in Australia and in Korea through no fault of his own, and obviously the spark plug issue he had at the first race.
Sure.
So, he's immensely talented. He's very, very quick. And beyond that, he's just, he's just a nice kid. He's a nice guy to work with. He's very popular within the team. And he's got a very strong work ethic, as was demonstrated this week, where, having just won the world championship, he was very, very keen to get back to Abu Dhabi to start focusing on next year's tires.
Christian, let me ask you, I think it's fair to say at times during the season you've had your hands full dealing with various rumours of a split, obviously in the Red Bull camp, accusations of favouritism, Webber's comments at Silverstone, etc., etc. How much pressure were you personally under at any one time?
It's something that I didn't really think about. It was more focus on making sure that the drivers, were in the right state of mind, that the team was focused on the job that it had to do. Inevitably, there was always going to be a bit of friction when you've got two guys that are competing for the biggest, trophy in motorsport. And Mark, let's not forget, he had an unbelievable season. He won, 4 Grand Prix and took the title battle into the final race. But at times, particularly Turkey, obviously, it got a little overheated between the two of them.
Let's look at the team stats. 9 wins for the whole team. Of course, we'll put Sebastian and Mark in this. 15 poll.